Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Danelle Alex, who with her husband, Manuel, are the owners of Goldfish Swim School in Chapel Hill. Danelle and their whole team are committed to keeping kids in our community safe, in and out of the pool. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Danelle.
Thank you for having me.
So what led you to become a business owner and open up Goldfish Swim School?
You know, it's funny. I actually never thought of myself as a business person. College, I majored in psychology. I never took a business class. It actually kind of scared me a little bit, I think. So with that, it actually came as a surprise to me, maybe my family too, that we were going to open up this business here in Chapel Hill. I was definitely nervous for myself. There's a whole lot of stuff that I didn't know that I've had to learn on the fly. And I had to really kind of remove a lot of self-doubt that I couldn't do it and say to myself, there's no reason you can't learn this unless just go. Yeah.
We have this version of what we think a business owner is, and we don't see ourselves in those roles. But the only person telling us that we can't be that person is the voice inside of our head.
Exactly. That goes for anything, really.
Yeah. How do you manage the stress of owning a business where you're teaching life-saving skills on top of just the regular stress of being a wife and a mom and a business owner?
I will say it was really, really hard in the beginning. It seemed like everything that went wrong was really tough for us to deal with because we hadn't gone through it before. So like anything that gets easier over time, that tends to help as well. But I think really being intentional about self-care is something that I really have to strive for. As parents and as mothers, as business owners, we have to take the time for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be able to give our best selves to whatever else we want to.
It's really hard to check out, I think, especially for women, because we always feel like there's more that we could be doing. Any downtime is time lost. And I think getting over the hump and knowing that taking time to self-care and to focus on you, it was not time wasted. Because like you said, then you're putting a better version of yourself forward when it does come time to go to work and be a mom and be a wife.
Yeah, you said it exactly right. Downtime is not time lost, especially if you're intentional about making sure that you feel good about it. What it's doing for you is good.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to navigate the waters of opening their own business?
Have it be something you're passionate about, something that brings you joy every day. That's going to want to make you get up and work hard every day for it. Owning business gives you definitely a different perspective on it because it's yours. And when it comes down to it, no one else is going to do the really, really hard stuff that has to be done. Whatever has to be done, you are the last stop. So making sure that you're passionate about it and ready to work hard for whatever you're doing.
You can learn more about Danelle and all of the great things Goldfish Swim School is doing by following them on Facebook and Instagram at Goldfish Chapel Hill. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.